Welcome to this guided meditation. It is a time where we can stop and set down all the things that are heavy and meet Jesus. Spend time with Jesus in our imagination. And it's an important time to grow and to be formed. And it's a prayer of the imagination. Jesus uses our imagination, the Spirit uses it, and opens a door that we didn't know was there. So journey with me, and if you need to make some adjustments in what I am inviting you to do, feel free. It is your prayer. So as I begin some music, I invite you to center yourself and sit tall, or if you're lying down, get kind of symmetric, where you're centered around the center line of your body, and place both feet on the floor, or just feel the contact with the earth through the chair, through the couch, through the bed, where you can feel grounded and solid. And so as you are resting here, also expand your rib cage to breathe through your abdomen. If you're lying down, you'll see your stomach rise as you inhale. And let's inhale for 5 and hold it. And exhale for 5, emptying your lungs completely. And inhale for 5. Exhale for 5. Continue breathing deeply and listen to your breath. The breath connects us with one another, with all creation, and with Christ through the Spirit. We breathe in the Spirit. And out, breathing out anything that weighs us down or that holds us or that we are holding. In with the Spirit. And out with anything that is a distraction. Allow your breath to draw you back throughout this prayer to center you without judgment, just returning to the breath. So picture yourself in your house. This is a house that you know. It's from the present, perhaps, or the past. A house where you felt entirely safe. May even be a friend's house or a relative, someplace that feels like home. You're in the living room of this house, and I want you to take a moment to picture the details and experience it with all your senses. First, with your eyes, picture the texture of the walls, the ceiling, the floor, Notice the colors, furnishings, lamps and paintings. Breathe in the room with your lungs. What smells strike your nose? Sounds in the room. Is there music playing? And if so, what song? There's a knock at the door. As you go to the door, picture the door and the handle. You've been through this door many times. You recognize the visitor as Jesus. How do the two of you all greet one another? What does he say to you on this day? You invite him in and offer him a seat. Where does he sit and where do you sit? Jesus notices a jewelry box sitting on a table or shelf. It's a jewelry box that you know. What does it look like? Jesus opens the box and removes what piece, saying, "Do you know what a jewel you are?" What does he hold in his hand? Perhaps a treasure from your past. What does he tell you about yourself as he holds this treasure in his hand? What features characterize the piece that he holds? What color is it? And is it faceted? What kind of setting? How's the piece worn? It says, "You remind me of this jewel because..." How does he complete the sentence? this is who you are to me. He says, did you know that when I look at you, I see what? What does he see in you today that needs to be seen? Does anything surprise you about Jesus' statement, about his demeanor, love pouring out with each word? Jesus says, I don't usually ask things like this, but I'd like to take this piece with me and wear it to remind me of you. What do you say? And he takes a piece out of his own pocket and says, I'd like to give you this. It's a jewel of sorts to remind you of me. What is it? How do you keep or wear the treasure that Jesus gave you? Jesus says, you know, back in the day, jewelry boxes were clay jars. We would store our greatest treasures, our greatest jewels, in breakable clay jars. That's all we had. He says, that reminds me of us in these human bodies, the very gift of life that we are given. Designed so beautifully in the Master's image, we carry it in these broken containers. He looks at you and he says, what do you dislike most about your clay jar? How do you respond? That love pouring out of his eyes once more, flooding you with grace and mercy. He says, you realize if the Creator's jewel were in the exquisite and perfect jewelry box, others may never be able to see the beauty inside. But you carry the secret of the jewel of the good news of total acceptance in a clay jar so they can see the jewel. How do you respond? He says, thank you for the gift. the gift of this reminder, and the gift of you. Holy Jesus, thank you for the jewel within. Show us how you treasure us despite our clay jar, or even including the clay jar. We're so used to casting off what is less than. Help us to love the less than parts, to embrace them as Jesus does. Help us to celebrate Jesus' love for us and to bask in it. In Christ's name, amen.